Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is December 29, 2015. And I am Bro Steph. The title of my report today, and forgive me if I sound like I'm chuckling a little bit, but you will too when you hear and see this. The title of the report today: political correctness has driven us crazy. Political correctness has driven us crazy. So I'm reading an article, which I'm going to link to the content summary of this audio report. I'm reading an article. And now in New York City, if you're an employer and you hire someone who is transgender, and let's say you don't know they're transgender, and you call that person a man, when in reality they think they're a woman, they can sue you, and you can pay from it's $125,000 to $250,000 in fines. So let me repeat this, because I want you to really, really feel this like I did. If you're an employer and you hire someone and they're a transgender, and you look at them and it's, say, the transgender person standing in front of you looks like a man, and you call him Mr. instead of Miss or Mrs., you can be slapped with a fine. Slapped with a fine. Now, how ridiculous has political correctness taken us in New York City? It is the absurdity of absurdities. We are being driven crazy with PC stuff and terms, and they've written a whole law around this. It's driving me right now, as you can tell, out of my mind. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, and you've heard me talk about this if you've been listening to my reports for just over the last couple months, you've heard me repeat this, that, you know, in the last days, deception is just going to creep in, and we're just, the people who don't know the Lord are just going to say and do things that make no common sense at all. It will seem to those of us that know the Lord like the world has gone crazy. Now, I want to ask you, does this sound just a little bit insane? I mean, if I'm an employer and I've got to hire just about anybody that walks through my door, otherwise I can be sued, you know, I'm liable just to fire all my employees and work out of my house and forget being in business, because I could turn around and some joker who has ill intent in their heart could turn around and sue me for $250,000, and, you know, for a lot of small businesses, that will shut them down. They'll have to go bankrupt if they got to pay a fine like that. It is insane. It is absolutely crazy, the stuff that's going on. Just when I thought I had seen it all, something else tops the list in 2015 of being absolutely stupid. Stupid. And, you know, I live in Southern California, so now I'm waiting for Jerry Moonbeam Brown to follow suit after New York. In fact, he probably already has a law like this on the books. I just don't know about it yet. Oh, I'll hear about it sooner or later if it exists. Oh, man. Anyway, this is Bro Stuff, just another news headline that points to the fact that we are living in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And now we're going to protect. We're going to protect men that want to be women, and we're going to protect women that want to act and behave like men. We're going to protect them. We're not going to stand up and say it's wrong. Oh, you and me will. I'm talking about the people running things out there in the world, those that don't know Jesus Christ. They're just going to protect everybody. They don't have the spine to stand up and say, this is right and this is wrong. A man is a man, a woman is a woman. Let's call it what it is. God didn't make any mistakes when he created us. Oy vey. As my grandma, my mother would say, vey is mir. It's like out of your mind. Craziness. In Hebrew or Yiddish, we would say mishigas. It's a mishigas. It just drives you out of your mind. This is Bro Stuff. I'll bring this report to an end and pass it on and share it. You know, we might as well drive others crazy along with us. Let's share the craziness. And I'll talk to you again real soon. I've got a January 4th update coming that's so exciting. It's going to blow your minds. So keep your eyes open for January 4th. My report I'll be posting then is just terrific. I can't wait to share it with you. Bro Stuff, if you want more information, you want to connect with me, that's brostuff.com. Brostuff.com. Did I say it right? Brostuff.com. You can connect with me right there. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, go to brostuff.com. Look on the right side of the page, and I've got the Roman Road there by Dr. David Jeremiah, and I've got a video on the four spiritual laws, how to accept Christ, scriptures to read, all the help tools you need to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, your Messiah, your personal Messiah. Brostuff.com. God bless all of you. And don't forget to check out my Bible Insights that I do on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/my Bible Insights. Facebook.com/my Bible Insights. And that will bring you right to that page. Read what I'm doing there is it's kind of like a journal. As I read the Word of God, I journal out what I read. And some people are saying it almost feels like a devotional form. They're using it that way. But I want you to share your Bible insights with everybody. Just click on the visitors link, and you'll be taken to the posting area for visitors. Share your own Bible insights with us. Comment on my Bible insights. You know, I don't know everything, and I could learn something new from you. After all, how does the Lord show us he loves us? How does the Lord impart new information and knowledge to us through one another? So please join in and share. That's facebook.com/my Bible Insights. God bless you. Remember to keep looking up because Jesus is coming back soon. And please don't forget this. Live out your faith. Talk to you again real soon. God bless you. Have a happy and blessed New Year.